New haircut? Necklace? Dress? Boots? Boots!
Now, they're a little more than I usually spend on boots. Or rent.
Did you say you bought boots or boats?
I know.
I'm going to miss being able to afford food.
I'm sorry, they just look so good. And the saleswoman was looking at me like, these are way too expensive for you.
She had a point.
Hi. Oh, my God. Oh, Monica. Those boots are amazing.
They're mine.
Yeah, well, too bad we're going to have to return them.
Return them? They're going to eat you. Hey, I'm not returning them, okay? I mean, I know they cost a lot, but I'm going to wear them all the time. You'll see. Besides, I love the compliment. I mean, have you ever had something that was so beautiful that everyone wants it?
I have you.
Nice try. I'm keeping the boots.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. The job was chosen, so you love that the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. But when it happens in your day, we come on within your ears. But I'll be there for you.
That's right. I love you. And I'm going to play with you all the time.
How can you let him talk to your crotch like that? He's talking to the baby.
Oh, okay. Okay, because when he said, I can't wait to hear your first words, I thought, there's a trick. Okay. I gotta go, you guys. I'll see you later. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hey, Rachel. Hi.
Hi.
Can you do me a favor? I was talking to my sister, and she knows you work at Ralph Lauren.
Ralph, forget it. No way. I'm not sending any more Ralph Lauren clothes to prison. It is a waste.
No. Not her. My youngest sister, Dina, she's really interested in fashion, and she wants to talk to someone successful to, you know, give her some advice.
I guess I could talk to one of my supervisors.
No. She wants to talk to you.
Really? Oh, my God. I'm successful.
Okay, so will you meet her?
Yes, I'd love to. Have her come by the office.
Great, thanks. You're going to love her so much. And, oh, yeah, she's the smartest of all the Tribbiani children. Yeah, you know the SATs?
Yeah.
She took them.
Hey, Ross. Doesn't Ben go to Smithfield Day School?
Yeah, why?
Sting of the Summer goes there, too.
Yeah, I know. He's in Ben's class.
You knew this and you never said anything with all the stupid dinosaur stuff you tell us?
Fine. No more dinosaur stuff. Can I talk about fossils?
Sting's son, 7 years old, and there's a picture.
What are you reading? The Kidnapper's Guide to Manhattan Private School?
No, it's New York Magazine. It's an article about the best schools in the city. So, how well do you know Steve?
I actually haven't even met him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's too bad. I really want to go to his concert Friday night, but it's totally sold out. I know. Why don't you meet him and get tickets? If you get two, I'll take you.
Well, actually, I'm picking Ben up tomorrow. Maybe he'll be there.
There you go. Oh, you're so lucky. You might actually get to meet Sting tomorrow. That's why you have kids. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Boots. See, Chandler, I'm getting a lot of use out of them already. They're very practical. See, you can wear them with dresses, with skirts, with pants.
You wear them with shorts at the street corner and earn the money to pay for them.
Wow, they're beautiful.
They hurt so much.
What? The guy who made these hates feet and wants to see them die.
Give them to me. I haven't felt
my feet in years. Man, I spent this money on them, and I told Chandler that I wear them all the time. I can't just give them away.
Well, then get your money back and return them.
I can't do that either. The soles are already a little scuffed up, and the insides are filled with my blood.
Hey, I just picked up Ben from school.
Oh.
I don't think you did a very thorough job.
I dropped him off at Carol's. Anyway, it turns out I'm not going to get those tickets, though.
Oh, no, why not?
Well, it turns out Ben and Sting-Sun do not get along.
How come?
Apparently, Sting-Sun made fun of the fact that Ben's moms are lesbians.
Wait, boss, if they don't get along, then you should smooth things over. Make them be friends.
Baby, you can't force kids to be friends.
Sure you can. Give them some blocks. Put them in a playpen.
Playpen? Ben's 7.
Your kid is 7?
He's really small.
Please, please get the tickets.
Look, I'm sorry, Phoebs. I just can't do it.
Yes, you can. Sting says so himself.
What?
Ross can!
I'm sorry, it's just...
Ross can!
Phoebe,
I... Ross can! Give me the tickets! Ross can! Give me the tickets!
There she is, future fashion superstar.
Oh, Joey of Harsley.
My little sister, Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Thanks so much for meeting with me. Joey told me so much about you.
So exciting for her. Ralph Lauren just smiled at her in the elevator.
Really? Are you sure it was at you? Because he likes it sometimes when the buttons light up.
Well, I'll let you two fashion kids get down to business. You, be good, learn a lot, and if she takes you to the freebie room, I need shirts, but none with that creepy logo of the guy riding the dog holding the bone.
Okay. All right, Dina. Well, let's talk about the different areas of fashion that you could get involved in. Let's see, there's design, but you may need a whole other degree for that. There's sales, which is great because you get to travel.
I don't care about fashion. I'm pregnant. And I know you are too, so you gotta help me.
Then there's marketing.
I'm just yawning.
Oh, don't forget, my office holiday party is tonight.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot all about the Secret Santa gift. Do we like this?
Honey, we don't really have to go to the thing tonight, do we?
Now, sweetie, I know that you don't like the office parties, but you can wear your new boots. See, every cloud has a supple leather lining.
I don't think that I want to wear the boots tonight.
Why not?
Well, you know, I'm just worried that your bosses will see them and think they pay you too much money. Or your assistants will see them and want a raise.
Do you think I work at some kind of boot pricing company?
Well, anyway, I picked out this outfit that I want to wear, and the boots don't really go with it.
You said that you paid all that money because those boots go with skirts, dresses, and pants. What are you planning on wearing? A chicken suit?
Fine, if you want me to wear the boots, I'll wear the boots. In fact, I'll go into my room right now and, you know, try the outfit on.
Okay?
Okay? Ooh-wee! Christmas party in my boots! I can't go in there. I can't tell him.
It's going to be okay. He has been incredibly supportive of me. And if he gets a little upset... That's what the meatball sub is for.
Hey! It's my fashion girl! What's wrong?
Hey, why don't you sit down? Gina has something that she wants to tell you.
Oh. What's going on? Is it Mom? Is she sick? Is it Dad's heart? Is that a sandwich?
Joe, Mom and Dad are fine.
Is that a sandwich?
Joey, there's something that you should know. Dina?
I'm pregnant.
What?
Now, give me the sandwich. Give me the sandwich.
Well, obviously, this is a mistake. You can't be pregnant because you have to have sex to get pregnant.
Joe, I tried to wait until I was 25 like you did. What? Dina!
What? I can't believe this. You're the good one. You went to college. Both years. Who did this deal?
Bobby Corso. But he's a real nice guy. I like him a lot. He's real funny.
You got pregnant for funny? Dina. If he's funny, laugh! I'll be back in a little while. You stay here.
Why? Where you going?
I can't look at you right now.
Wow. I know. Oh, there you are, Ben. You're Ben, right?
That's Phoebe. What are you doing here?
Well, I heard you're having a problem with one of the boys in your class, and so I thought I would just come down here and sit you both down, have a little talk, and make it all okay. Now, the boy's name is Sting Sun.
Jack, I hate him. He's a jerk.
Now, Ben, sometimes people may seem like jerks on the outside, but they have famous fathers.
I have to go. My friend Doug is waiting for me over there.
Oh, wow, your friend Doug looks a lot like Billy Joel. Is that who his father is?
No, his dad's a dentist.
And him you're friends with. Excuse me. Can I help you with something? Yes. Yes, you can. I'm looking for Jack's parents. Are you with one of the students? Uh-huh, I'm with Ben. Are you one of Ben's mothers? I am one of Ben's mothers. I'm a lesbian. It was difficult coming out to my parents.
Well, hi, I'm Jenny Boone. I'm a new teacher here.
Oh, I've only met your partner, Carol. Ah, okay, so that would make me Susan.
Right. Yeah. Are you looking for Jack's parents to discuss the problems he's having with Ben?
Yeah, because I really do think the parents should sit down together and have a conversation.
Yeah, let's do that!
That sounds good. We should sit down and talk. It's me, my lover Carol, and the Sings. Now, how will I get in touch with them?
Oh, there are numbers on the contact sheet.
Could I get a copy of that? Because Carol threw it out. She lost ours. It's just a scatterbrain. But, man, what a hot piece of ass.
The other party wasn't bad.
Yeah. I didn't know they'd be dancing. That was a fun surprise.
Yeah, I'll see in the cast. Maybe we should just walk.
No, we can't walk. No. Hey, there's a cab.
That's a police car.
Oh. Well, maybe we could commit a crime. Have them pick us up.
It's 15 blocks to the subway. Come on.
Hey, do you think that we can get to the subway right there if we climb down through that manhole cover?
What's going on?
I can't walk, okay? Okay, boots were a huge mistake.
What?
Okay, you were right, all right? I never should have bought them. They're killing me, one toe at a time.
So they're really tight, huh?
I just said you were right, sweetie. Isn't it clear I'm delirious from the pain?
I was right. This is what it feels like to be right. It's oddly unsettling.
How are we going to get home? Maybe a piggyback ride?
Honey, I don't think me getting on your back is going to improve matters.
Wow, being right sure doesn't help with the money. Okay, wait, just give me a second. Let me just get my boots off first. Oh, God. Oh.
Honey, I know you're in pain right now, but I'm a little turned on.
Yeah.
worry that you'll be walking and your baby will just, like, slip out?
What college was that, Dina?
Oh, my God. Bobby?
Hi, Dina. Good to see you.
Joey, what are you doing?
Just what needs to be done.
Dearly beloved, we gathered here to join
Joey, you. This is crazy.
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking to God.
Now, where were we? All right, okay. Do you, Dina, take this man?
No.
Oh, you'll take him.
No, I won't.
Hey, you don't get a say in this.
Yes, I do.
Ah, I heard I do. We're halfway there. Okay.
All right, Joey, that is enough. Listen, as beautiful and moving as this ceremony is, it's not legal, okay? They don't have a marriage license. They don't have any witnesses. And the groom only has on one shoe.
Yay, he took the other one off and hit me with it.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to realize that they are adults and that they can make their own decisions.
No, they can't. They were stupid enough to get knocked up.
Hey! Contraceptives are not always effective, right?
Yeah, we kind of didn't use any.
Oh, come on, kids, a little help here.
This is incredible. Sting's pen that he gave to Phoebe. Come on, secret passageway.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Phoebe.
Uh-huh.
Must be Ben's mom.
Why else would I be here?
Just sit down.
Uh-huh.
I gather Jack and Ben haven't been getting along lately.
Yes.
I'm sure there are two sides to this story, but all I've heard is that Ben's a bit of a poo-poo head. I'm sorry. Won't Jack's father be joining us?
No.
Oh. I see. Yeah, I think it would be better for the children, you know, if all the parents were here. You know, except for, you know, Ben's birth mother and father.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack's father's not available.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then could we reschedule for, say, Friday night, perhaps at 8 o'clock?
Oh, no, I know that wouldn't work. My husband's in concert.
Concert? Yeah. That just put us in quite a pickle. Because, you see, I'm very busy before and after the concert, and he's obviously busy during.
So, I guess you and I should talk about Jack and Ben right now.
Unless, okay, I would be willing to go to the concert, all the while thinking about the children, of course.
Are you here to tickets?
Oh, thank you. Four would be great.
Giving concert tickets to someone who used their son like this.
Oh, then you're in luck. Ben's not my son.
Look, I've just pressed a button triggering a silent alarm. Any minute now, the police will be here.
The police here? A reunion?
Okay. 10 blocks down. 5 to go.
Oh, wait, stop, stop, stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need a break?
My boots in tan. Hey, can you get a little closer so I can see the price?
So I can see it from right here. It'll cost you one husband.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I can walk the rest of the way now. Just give me my boots.
I don't have your boots.
Well, I don't have them either. Where are they?
Well, why don't you check in one of my saddlebags while I chew on a bale of hay?
Good, well, we gotta go back and get them!
Honey, are you seriously ever gonna wear the boots again?
Yes, I am! Okay? They're very practical! I can wear them with pants or with
honey,
skirt.
Honey.
I'm never gonna wear them again. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
You know what? You can say goodbye to the tan ones.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye, Boots. Wait! Hey, Mom!
Joey, just because they're not getting married doesn't mean that this is going to be a disaster. Maybe they have a plan.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's hear their plan. Now, what's the future look like for Dean and Bobby?
Well, I really have high hopes for my band.
You were right. He is funny.
Now, wait a minute. I bet when you told people at first that you wanted to be an actor, they laughed at you. Now, come on, Bobby. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your band?
Well, it's just me and my pal, Rooster. The band's name is Numb Nuts.
Really?
Dina, if you're having a baby, you should be married. Even if it is to Bobby. Dude, that's not a compliment.
No, Joey, I knew you wouldn't be supportive.
So what, what are you going to do? You're going to have the baby and raise it by yourself without a husband? You can't be a single mother alone. You're going to ruin your life.
Oh, excuse me. Am I ruining my life?
No. It's different for you. You're so strong and together. You're not some dumb kid who doesn't know what she's doing.
Excuse me?
One pregnant woman at a time, please. I just want you to be okay.
So forcing her to marry Bobby is going to make that happen?
Maybe. Yeah. So, what kind of music does Numb Nuts... Oh, forget it. I can't.
Joey, I am scared to death about this, but I really think I can do it. I'm just going to need some help. And Bobby's going to be here the whole time.
Bet I am. And to answer your earlier question, we're straight up gangster rap.
Look, Rachel's told me how much easier you've made all this on her. Why can't you do that for me?
Because you're my baby sister.
And you're my big brother. I mean, you're my favorite guy in the whole world. I'm not even scared to tell Mom and Dad. I'm scared of telling you.
Well, I'd be scared of them, but all right.
Joey, I can't stand the thought of having this baby with you mad at me. I want him to have his uncle. Is my baby gonna have his Uncle Joey?
Of course he's gonna have his Uncle Joey.
We're gonna be all right. I mean, even if we're not married, this baby is gonna be so loved. And not just by us.
That's right. By his uncle, too.
And by you.
Okay, Bobby, why don't we just come over here and let them have a little moment?
Come here.
No, seriously, what's wrong with you?
Guess what?
We're good. We know each other. So, anyway, guess what?
There's more.
You're gonna love me so much.
I got the same ticket!
Oh my god, I do love you! How did you do it?
Well, let's just say...
Rockin'! Where are the seats?
Middle balcony.
Okay, now would you say that that's more than 50 yards away from Sting, his wife, or a member of his family?
Yeah.
Then that's not breaking the law. I'm there!